Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from my divine, where he whispers in my heart, interrupting my day. And I love it, because he leads my life, and he actually gives me the exact title of the sermon. And sometimes I release original music that I create, or I co-create, with people in my community, family members, friends, or inspired through real life experiences to help empower you to find happiness from within. And literally was listening to the local radio station and the Holy Spirit nudged on my heart, and I've been in tune with him since surviving death in 2018, and he's since been communicating with me a lot more frequently since then, because I've given him more time. I've allowed him the space to grow me. And I should say 2020. Actually, I said 2018, but let me correct myself. So literally just waiting. Got this situation with this car accident that's been... This Saturday will be 2 full weeks. So today as I record it is... Thursday, so a couple of weeks away from 2 weeks, and they are in process of delivering my vehicle today. Thank goodness. There's a lot of companies that canceled because it's not profitable for them, because the economy, I think, is so bad for small businesses. But that's okay. Things are going to turn around. They always turn around. And people are resourceful and resilient human beings. And gotta run some errands and whatnot, and I'm grateful for the enterprise company for allowing me a really nice rental car while I'm waiting for my car to be assessed, if it's repairable or not and whatnot, and then next steps after that. And the Holy Spirit whispered in my heart very specifically and said, you need to get your phone out now. And I was like, all right. And he said, the topic is Luke Bryan. And I was like, Father, I don't really know this man. I know he's a singer. I know he's got, I believe, a bar in downtown Nashville, Tennessee. But I don't know much else than that. And he whispered to me. He said, this man is doing great things. He is privately, well, not privately anymore, because I'm outing him, but he has been funding a lot of the protections for what's been going on around the world. There's a movie that was released in the last, I think, week or week and a half. I think it's called The Sound of Freedom, if I'm remembering the title correctly. It's all about the truth about the child abductions all around the world that we first heard about in 2020 in my generation. And at least publicly, where the whole Epstein Island scandal came out, and then they quickly covered it up in the media because they were like, oh crap, this is bad for us all. All the dark, evil leaders, they were getting outed. And apparently, Luke Bryan, the Holy Spirit, wants to thank you publicly. I have the gift of prophecy, and I'm very close to the divine. And he whispered in my heart very specifically that you've been paying a lot of money in private, and he wants to bring you to the front of the line to publicly acknowledge you. So to the powers that be that listen in on my tech, make sure that whatever he asks for, you send him more money, you send more people to his businesses, to his concerts, if he's still doing concerts and all that kind of stuff. And you set it up if he desires to have a promotion interview on our podcast once my husband and I are reunited this October and I'm crowned the Global Mental Health Ambassador, first ever in history in the world, and the first ever Chief Spiritual Officer of the United States of America, recognized and respected by all military branches of the United States. Make sure you reach out to his team and you ask him And I'm not sure if he's married or not, but if he is, my husband and I love to do interviews. We love to edify spouses and units. And my husband would never put me in a position of compromise because it covers and protects me. And I would not do that to another human being either. We have to look out for each other, especially those that are helping to support around the world the truth about all the evil, dark, nasty, dirty things that adults are doing with children, and they're thinking that they can get away with it, and they're thinking they can cover it up. Luke Bryan is one of the good people. That's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me. All right, what else, Father? What else do you want me to reveal? Okay, he is married. The Holy Spirit said his wife is very, very good. Okay, that's good. Anything else specifically, Father? Oh, I guess his kids are mailing cards to these children once they've been found to check in on their well-being. Oh, that's beautiful. What a great idea. All right, Luke Bryan. Anytime you have a concert in the area, or if I'm traveling somewhere with my husband once we're reunited, if the powers that be will allow me to attend your concert, I would love to shoot videos at the concert, or have somebody from the team, because I'll be eventually hiring a social media manager, so I can spend more quality time with my family and all that once we're reunited. Would love to attend your concert and learn more about your music. I'm sure that I've heard your music on the radio. I'm terrible with artist names because there's so many out there. But I think I went to your bar when my friends came and visited me when I used to live in the big city. And I used to transport a lot of travelers to your bar and to a lot of the other bars in the area and whatnot. I think you're next to Jason Aldean's, if I'm remembering correctly, because my buddy Jason, his middle name was Dean, and I remember we went to both those spots. So anyways, you might have changed locations because lots of things happened when the tornado hit in 2020 and all that. So many weird things have happened in the last few years, but we give it all to the creator of the universe. He is in charge of it all. None of us know how many days left we each have. None of us know when the rapture will happen again, but it's coming. I know it's coming. We're in the Revelation times. And I can't wait. I can't wait to connect with more unified believers that are of one accord, that protect the children of the world. And there might even be people that don't necessarily have the same faith system as us, but they don't want their kids hurt, and they don't want anybody else's kids hurt. So I think we can all join in on this cause against the evil rich people that are sacrificing 6 million children in private. They're nasty, disgusting people, and we need to out them publicly. Yeah. If they choose to not repent. So that's what the Holy Spirit reveals to me, and he also apparently is revealing good people to me that are doing good things in the world, that are trying to keep themselves private. Now, keep in mind, now I've said his name out loud, I'm going to pray on when to release this officially and get permissions first from the Holy Spirit and or from my husband, because I respect his authority, but I haven't been able to speak to my husband since Easter Sunday of 2022. And as I'm recording this, it's like July 20th of 2023. It's been over a year. Zero contact because these evil people tried to have us both killed. Yeah, but my husband's the best trained assassin. Yeah, protects President Trump. So they messed with the wrong veteran spouse. And I know there's a lot of country music artists like Luke Bryan that won't stand for that. Won't stand for that at all. So I think the Holy Spirit just desires for me to start announcing good American patriots. And if I can promote you and your music, I'm good at it. I'm really good at it because I'm authentic and I don't have any space for BS. I don't have any energy for it. And if the Holy Spirit gives me a specific name and says you're good, then you are good. Because he is a good, good father and he loves all of his children. So, okay. Holy Spirit just whispered, invite him to December's event. I'm going to be sharing my testimony ever. My first stage testimony of how he saved my life at Pastor Joel and Victoria Osteen's church. December 7th, 2023. That's what the Holy Spirit told me. I haven't gotten official physical confirmation from Pastor Joel yet, but I'm believing for it, and I think he and his wife will respect it because they're all about believing in faith and dreaming big and that abundance mindset, and I've given them a lot of free promotions through the years, so if they say no, then there's a lot of people that are not going to be happy with. But no, I believe that they are going to say yes. I'm believing for it because the Holy Spirit revealed it to me in 2020 that it was going to happen. And he's been lining things up slowly but surely in his perfect timing. So if you and your wife and your family would like to attend and you're in that area or you could get there, we'd love to save you a good seat. Maybe even near where I'll be sitting. I'll let the powers that be handle those details. Oh, I'm so grateful. So grateful for this outstanding life. You really get to choose how to design your life if you stay close to the Father above. If you choose to listen to him and follow his assignment. Everybody has an assignment in this world. And if you choose to let go of the expectations that things have to be done in your way, in your timing, and let the Father lead your life. And women, if you are a wife, your husband is supposed to be the head of household. So be submissive to him. And as you are submissive and respectful to him in private and public, he will respect you more and more and love you even deeper. As long as you keep the creator of the universe in the center of your relationship and put your husband second and your children third if you have children, you're going to have an outstanding marriage. And teach him how you allow him to treat you. If he's disrespecting you, speak up, but speak up respectfully. And maybe do it in private away from the kids so you don't cause division on accident. I've learned a lot. I'm only 37, but I definitely have an old soul. I started going to conferences for marriage workshops in high school because my parents were married for a long time, but they argued a lot in my childhood, and I knew that I didn't like that. I knew that that wasn't good because I went to friends' houses and other friends' parents got along way better than mine. Of course, they probably were on their best behavior when friends were over, right? But I knew when they were arguing I didn't like it, and I knew I liked it more when they were loving and kind towards one another, and they learned to mature and grow closer together. And we were always going to church every Sunday, so I believe I made that decision because they improved even their own life circle circumstances from coming from two divorce families. So they were able to be married for 40 years, and my dad died. They would have been married still to this day if he didn't die. It worked for them, and they did the best that they could with their circumstances. And I believe all parents desire for their kids to have even greater opportunities in life. And the Father loves you, Luke Bryan, and your family. So keep on doing what you're doing, and recognize that he points out his children that are in alignment with his purpose and plan. So, whew, if he desires for us to meet one day, and for my husband and I to meet your wife and you and the kiddos, oh, that'd be so neat. And if not, that's okay. We'll continue supporting you from the sidelines. All right. For the rest of you listening in, if you're like, wow, this is like so interesting. What an interesting sermon. Yeah, I speak whatever comes out from the Holy Spirit, and he guides the topics. That's what my husband told me is real, true preaching. No pre-planning. The Holy Spirit will equip you with scriptures. If you're supposed to know it and speak it, then He'll give it to you. And I decided to allow the Father above to lead my life. And I almost lost both my businesses that He assigned to me in 2020. But He turned it around. If you continue believing in the Creator of the universe, He uses all things according to His plan for us. And if you stay plugged in, you lean in and you get down on your knees on those desperate days, but not just on the desperate days, right? If you spend time with Him, then you get to build this quality relationship with Him. And everybody has an opportunity to have a relationship with Him because He's the Creator of all. So if you desire to have a personal relationship with the Father above, repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for this gift of salvation. I know I've made mistakes in my life, but I desire to be closer to You. I don't desire to make mistakes. I ask that You reveal those mistakes to me. Help me to be a more loving and kind human being to others, like Your Son, Jesus Christ. I ask You to come into my heart. Never leave my side. I pray this in Your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Get plugged into a Bible-based church. There's all kinds, all denominations. And my pastors from, I think about 10 years old through high school, pastors Mike and Cindy Riches, every Sunday, we prayed for a different church in the community. All kinds of Christian and Catholic denominations. They emphasized unity. They emphasized that it wasn't a contest to get more butts in seats. That we were all of one accord doing the same assignment in our own versions, in our own ways. So that means that there's different sizes of churches. There's different areas that are close to you. There's different family dynamics. If you have young children, infants, right? Middle-aged, elementary, junior high, high school, college age students, and you want programs for your family, larger churches have more options, right? Because they have more church members and more people that should be tithing their tenths, at least 10%, the first 10% of every paycheck. That's biblical. That's scriptural. You could give more than that, but that's the bare minimum. So the larger the church, the more options they have for you and your families. The smaller the church, the more intimate it is. And it's kind of like anything in life, right? Business, small businesses, you get that more personalized feel. The medium-sized churches are great for giving you some options. The super mega churches, some people are way into those. I'm into those. I'm into all of them. I visited all kinds of churches growing up because my parents didn't force us. They said, you're going to go to church all the way till junior high. Then they started giving us the option every Sunday. And at that point, all my friends were attending churches. So I got to visit all kinds, even Buddhist church. Yeah, because my friend in elementary school, my first public year in school, we were in advanced band together. And she and I connected because her parents were awesome. Her mom's from South Korea, and her dad fell in love with her when he was overseas. He was in the military. And she and I played in the advanced band. And then we sang in choir in junior high. We got to go to the junior high when we were in elementary school. It was my first year in band in public school. My friend down the street taught me how to play the flute before I got to public school. I was motivated. And we both were advanced in music. So I got to visit her temple. And lots of Asian people right now in our country are being discriminated against. We don't recommend that. So I don't think Luke Bryan and his family discriminate. I don't know. I know they're good. I know the Father loves them deeply. So I imagine they're like my family and my friends and my associations. We're loving and kind to everybody because that's what our faith system says to do. Love your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor. That's what Jesus said to do. Those are the two most important commandments. So if you apply the most important commandments that Jesus Christ spoke out loud and was captured in multiple books in the New Testament from multiple witnesses, then you shouldn't have hardly any problems in life. Of course, you're going to have problems, but you're going to experience more joy. And I can't wait. I can't wait for October's meeting, because I've been working and hustling so hard, and people have stolen from me and taken advantage of me, tried to have me killed, tried to do all kinds of crazy things. But I'm still here. I'm still standing. I'm still smiling. And I'm still laughing, because I choose to. And you get to choose that as well. So we encourage you to get plugged into a Bible-based church, because a sound mind is what believers are gifted when you speak out loud the verses. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but of love, power, and a sound mind. You might have learned it in a different translation, but when you start speaking aloud scriptures, all of a sudden, all the attacks of the enemy, they're not as strong. Then you start getting aligned with like-minded people, getting plugged into a small-based church or a small group. That's what we encourage you to do. We also encourage you to tithe. There's lots of churches that have had to shut down. They've had to lose their ministry in our nation because there's a lot of big Asian countries that are trying to take over in the background that don't believe in our faith system. And that's okay to not believe in our faith system, but you can't come into our country and think that you're going to take our freedom away, the freedom of religion. So don't discriminate against Asian Americans, but make sure that people aren't trying to use you, if you're an influencer, for their agendas. And I don't have a huge social media following, but they've all tried to use Aaron Nicole. But the Holy Spirit's in charge of it all, and any attacks of the enemy are rebounded back onto them. I can't wait for that meeting in October. I get to meet all the presidents of the United States of America and all the first wives. My mom will be in attendance. Oprah Winfrey will be in attendance. My pastors, Joel and Victoria Osteen, will be in attendance. Tony Robbins and his wife, Sage, will be in attendance. Beyonce and Jay-Z will be in attendance. My husband and I will be reunited. The security man for one of the top guys for Team Biden that kept me alive by allowing them to steal from me for the last 3 years. This October will be 3 full years. I haven't been able to make any money in my businesses. And we're going to forgive them discreetly, because that's what our faith system says. And I'm going to hug him if he allows me to hug him, or fist bump, or shake hands, whatever he chooses. He gets to make that decision. I learned that from Dr. Hacker in my college. You ask permission before you touch people, Mr. Biden. There's a lot of people that are saying bad things about you and little boys. And I even had my own episode. You can refer to that one. I was very upset that day. Very upset. And I don't know what the truth is, but I know that the Holy Spirit revealed to me over 1,050 people on purpose tried to damage my reputation for a contest that I've been in. Powerful people. They used their influence for evil and darkness to disrespect a veteran spouse. And I know people like Luke Bryan won't stand for that. And I know your wife wouldn't stand for that either, because you're patriots. And if you're doing good for children, I am a survivor of child abuse. I am an advocate to educating adults on how to protect children. They targeted me on purpose because I'm a threat to their dirty, dark business. So if President Biden isn't involved, good. But he'll make sure to be on his best behavior, and he'll make sure to inspect his team of who's using him in the background and paying him, and allow us full access, allow my husband and his teams to have full access to his bank accounts and his family's bank accounts. Because there's been a lot of people that have been saying real bad things about the leader of our nation being involved in this child abduction thing that's a huge profitable business. So if he is involved, he's not going to be anymore, because I'm going to be working and helping all the top leaders. And the Holy Spirit reveals names to me of people that are involved. And a lot of money is going to be moved into my husband's and my bank account, our nonprofit ministries. We're going to forgive all the thefts of the last 3 years. But it doesn't just get swept under the rug. Every decision you make has a consequence. It's time for adults in positions of power to start taking responsibility for their actions. The Holy Spirit told me one of my assignments is to help completely abolish the Illuminati's power in my lifetime. I can't wait. I can't wait for October's meeting. I can't wait for that meeting to take place and all these people that have been trying to do this in private. We're gonna put them away. We're gonna put them away. And I know Pastor Joel Osteen lives in Texas. And Texas don't play around. They don't waste taxpayers' dollars on evil, dark people. They believe in capital punishment. Yep, and there's a few other states that believe in that as well. I don't know if the state where I live in does. I'd have to check. But you have to think about that. If people are sacrificing, abducting 6 million children every year, making $600,000 per child, minimum, do you want to continue paying your tax dollars to keep them alive in jail? Read the Old Testament. Read the New Testament. And ask. Get down on your knees and pray. And ask the Father above, should we spare these people's lives? Or not? I don't know what the right answer is. The Holy Spirit is in charge of who lives and who dies. And all I know is that I'm grateful that the security teams decided to spare my life and protected me in 2020. They were paid a lot of money to have me killed, and they had to make it look so good to this group, this little plant, this little gnat, G-N-A-T, that's no longer on the earth. That's why they get 100% royalties for life on any book of my life, autobiography, any royalty, sales, any of it. Movie, TV show, anything that is about my autobiography. That's my give back to our veterans and first responders. What are you going to do? Let's all step up and do our part. All right, love you guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.